It will be a long, hard fight with the Senate, it seems. The House said no to a compromise and took a strict stand on abortions. But even the sponsor of the amendment restricting abortions, Henry Hyde of Illinois, was admitting it may be just dissatisfaction with the Health, Education, and Welfare Department.
The narrowness of the vote, the 14-vote margin, indicates, in my judgment, a dissatisfaction with the Health, Education, and Welfare Department's regulations implementing last year's compromise.
Hyde's amendment says no abortions unless it's to save the life of the mother. That's the only case the federal government will pay for. The House also said no to minority hiring quotas and yes to big cuts in labor and HEW department budgets. Nancy Wilson's in the hospital. The singer totaled her van on the way home from the Los Angeles airport Monday night. She lost control of the van, ran off the road, smashing into a road grader, cuts, bruises, and a skull fracture. And Sunday the 18th is Father's Day, and the Los Angeles Times took an informal and unofficial poll of what some fathers would like to get for Father's Day. The usual answers predominated, but at least three fathers who wished to remain anonymous came up with the following answers. I'd like to forget I'm a father and feel single again. I'd love to find out firsthand if the singles bars have changed. And I wish I could meet a beautiful blonde and take her out on the sailboat. I also wish I had. The paper noted the last father sounded rather wistful as he answered. A House Ways and Means subcommittee is getting into worms. They voted to suspend the tariff on imported live worms for 3 years, and worms are getting to be big business. They'll be even bigger if James Dunnis of Adams, Massachusetts, has his way. It was his idea to use worms to eat up the town's sewage sludge. He wants Adams to buy 75 million worms and put them to work disposing of the 67,000 pounds of sludge generated in the town each day. So far, they have several thousand worms munching away on a slab of sludge, and it is disappearing. But Donna says more research is needed. That's the news. I'm Gil Fox on the American FM Radio Network, a service of ABC News.
KFMX at 6:38.
Now, this is Glenn of the Village People, and here's the Doobie Brothers.
From Action 642, that's the Doobie Brothers, another park, another Sunday, and of course this is a special day here at KFMX. We have with us a special guest this morning, the Village People, and we're going to give away the Macho Man LP and a copy of their first album, San Francisco, well, Village People, with San Francisco, Hollywood, and Fire Island on it, and we're going to do it again at 941-5774. We'll take the first three callers, we'll give them a chance at winning both the LPs, and we'll let the three members, which is David, Alex, and Glenn, and the Village People, answer the phones and take down your name and address. And the first three people that call in, man, you are the winners. Look at those phone lines. They're already going. This is Al Stewart in the Year of the Cat. KFMX, Al Stewart in the Year of the Cat. 648, 60 degrees this morning in the cities. Got some rain in the forecast today, 70% chance. High should get up to about 83 with a low tonight of around 65 or so. Women's Day on campus at the U of M is coming up. It'll be tomorrow, featuring Abigail McCarthy. If you'd like information on that, you can call us at 941-5774-KFMX. We have with us today our special guest, the Village People, and we'd like to... First of all, welcome Alex this morning. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
And that pertains to the name Village People. How did it originate?
Village People, the name was given to us by our producer, Jacques Morali.
Any particular reason why Village People?
Well, when he came over from Paris, maybe about 2 or 3 years ago, the first place he went to was the Village. And since there were many lifestyles there, he decided to form a group with the name Village People.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys basically play and stick to disco clubs?
Right now, yes.
I was talking to Glenn about that. He said what you were doing autographs and we're in Philadelphia at one time.
Yes.
And your audience was really not even a disco crowd, right?
No. We have a very large following, from young kids to, you know, disco crowds to older people. It's just incredible. You have a cross-section of America that likes us.
Uh-huh. And that was Glenn of the Village People. And we'll be getting a chance to talk to them on the telephones again in just a little while. And, for instance, I have some Minnesota Kicks tickets we'll be giving away in about 35 minutes. So just keep it right here at FM 104.
It's all over town. The Village People are back. To introduce a new Macho Man.
Macho Man. insane. Macho Man, the powerful new album from the award-winning group Village People. The Village People. Capturing with music the heartbeat of the city.
I'm just a gigolo, and everywhere I go.
Macho Man by Village People. Get yourself some people power from Casablanca Record and Film Works.
See the Village People at the Fever this Wednesday and Thursday, June 14th and 15th.
Attention, Twin Cities. On June 29th, the most dynamic group of American speakers ever presented will appear at the Metropolitan Sports Center Arena. Positive thinking rallies endorsed by Minneapolis sales and marketing executives bring together for the first time Art Linkletter, famous TV personality, Paul Harvey, head of the largest individual news network, Zig Ziglar, America's number one speaker on attitude development, Cabot Robert, human engineering expert, Ira Hayes, MCR's ambassador of enthusiasm, Don Hudson, past president of the National Speakers Association, Earl Nightingale, listened to by millions, and the Twin Cities' own Bob Conklin, plus Douglas T. Snar, men with stories that can change your life. Sam Cooper and John Hendrick bring to the Twin Cities a rally for the entire family. Reserved seats are $15 and $10. A great day and a great value. Call 338-7009. That's 338-7009. Call direct or collect 338-7009. Tickets are available at the Met Center box office and all Dayton's department stores.
FM 104, this is Jerry Rafferty in Baker Street. Your chance to talk to the Village People on the phones, win their album, and tickets coming up. KFMX, it's 5 minutes before 7 o'clock.
And we now have for you Elton John, Philadelphia Freedom.
It was Glenn and the Village People. Your chance to talk to him, to David, to Alex, win their albums, get a chance at some Kix tickets coming up in a few minutes. Just keep it right here at FM 104. FMX St. Louis Park, Elton John, Philadelphia Freedom. It's 1 minute before 7 o'clock, 60 degrees this morning, a high of 83, 70% chance of rain today. And let's see, tonight's low should get down to about 45 degrees. We have our special guest, the Village People, with us this morning. Glenn, you want to belly up to the mic here? I've had a lot of people ask me in the last week or so, if you are the group together, the same group, with no change in members, from the first album to the second album.
Yeah, we're the Village People. Everybody's a village person.
All right, so that takes care of that. And squelches the rumors, right?
Yeah.
You heard it right here at FM 104.
Really?
They are the same Village People. Yeah. They have not changed. And you'll get a chance to win not only the first album, with San Francisco and Fire Island, which we'll be playing a little bit later on, but also Macho Man. That comes up in just a few minutes at KFMX St. Louis Park.
Once upon a time, there was a maiden aunt who didn't approve of foreign cars.
Never trust a man who wears bow ties, eats snails, or drives a foreign car.
Then one day, her niece came to visit her, driving a Renault LeCar from Carousel Porsche Audi Renault.
Look, Auntie, I have a surprise.
Niece, I can't believe my eyes.
Very quickly, however, the LeCar began to grow on the maiden aunt.
Why, I do believe the LeCar is growing on you, Auntie.
So she bought a LeCar of her own from Carousel Porsche Audi Renault. And discovered that the LeCar was not only fun and economical to drive, but that it had style.
Niece, I've never owned a car with style before.
And that it gave her style.
Why, Auntie, is that eyeshadow?
The Renault LeCar. A car with style for less than $4,000 from Carousel Porsche Audi Renault.
Auntie, see that man at the corner table wearing a bow tie and eating snails? He's staring at you.
Of course, dear. I just had the waiter take him my card.